So I hope that episode was useful and gave you a good perspective on what you should be doing if you're lower than in and around a 10K month mark. Now, I'm going to just say, for example, I'm going to take this to 10K a week. So if you're making 40K a month, let's just say in the business that I kind of know, you would have 25% of that money, maybe recurring revenue if you're lucky, depending on if you're selling high ticket. If you're selling low ticket, then you're going to have a high monthly recurring. That's fine. But generally speaking, let's say you've got 5 to 10K recurring if you're lucky, and you've got, let's say, 30 to 35K in front end cash. So this is cash collected, by the way. Okay. So, right. So basically, how this looks for us is this. So at this point, you very likely have a coach working for you, or I would say should have, maybe more, maybe a few. So you're doing very little money maintenance tasks. At this point, you may have a small number of clients and you may be doing a group call or overseeing the fulfillment. What I would do is I would hire one person, one coach full time that can maybe take 100 clients or more at a high level. And I would prefer have one person who's amazing, who has loads of clients, rather than a number of clients who kind of are half in, half out. Fine. Then in terms of, let's say, so you're doing predominantly, you're doing money now, money later tasks. Money later tasks, I'd be hiring, delegating VAs from Upwork, virtual assistants, who can help you do a lot of the money maintenance stuff. The money later stuff. Like, you can get your assistants or virtual assistants or VAs to use ChatGPT. So you can get them to write copy at a very high level using ChatGPT to create good content. Okay. Now, this is something that doesn't, I think, get done enough. I think people go, oh, I'm going to do the ChatGPT. Well, why not educate your virtual assistant and they can just do it all? And then ChatGPT can create good content for you. So you don't have to be doing these campaigns, these email campaigns, and all of these things. Cool. So you're then left predominantly doing money now tasks. And now that you're doing money now tasks, as we said before, there's two fundamental things that need to happen. You need to book calls or you need to close calls. And when you're at this level, you're actually doing four things. You should be booking calls and closing calls, and you should be hiring and hiring and teaching other team members to book calls, and hiring and delegating team members to close more calls. So it's the same two skills at scale. So it's you booking calls, closing calls, and then it's your team booking calls and closing calls, and you should be doing, so you're essentially doing four things. You're either booking calls or closing calls, or teaching your team to book more calls and teaching your team to close more calls. And that's really all you should be doing, in my opinion, until you get to, I don't know, maybe 25K a week. So you're making 100K a month. And then at that point, you start restructuring things a little more. I may do an episode on that, because that's obviously where a lot of my clients are. Right now, they're making 100K a month. A lot of my clients in the LinkedIn ads course, mastery course that I'm running, they're scaling their business to that level. Obviously, Andy made $130,000. I think it was £103,000 last month. Andrew made like $108,000 contracted, like 90 something thousand dollars collected. Marcus is a great friend, but a client of mine. He's selling 20K packages, so he's nestling around 100K months also. So I mean, it's great. It's crazy. It's great. I mean, I'm involved in other sales teams that are, they're making 300K months and stuff. But a lot of that, when you get to that point, it's managing groups of people. But when you're at 10K weeks, if you're making, let's just break that down again. Let's just say 5K to 10K is recurring revenue. That means you've got 30 to 35K in front end sales. And then let's just say you're selling a 3K program. Let's say that's 10 sales. So if you're making two sales a week, that's eight sales, right? So, and then you've got maybe some, you know, you've got maybe another closer or an appointment setter making a few more sales or a lower tier sale or selling in the DMs or upselling, renewing, getting referrals, you know, to make another 5 to 10K. Like that's kind of you there at like 10K weeks, you know? So let's just segregate that. How I would structure that on a day-to-day basis is I would hypothetically, if you want to still take sales calls, which you probably should at that point, your afternoon and your evening is unchanged. It's still booking calls, closing calls. And then your time that was fulfillment, your money maintenance tasks, that hour in the afternoon or let's say midday, that should be managing your team or jumping on a daily huddle with your team or being available to teach your team. So you don't have to get sucked into fulfillment or booking some calls or closing calls somewhere else or all of those things or the marketing. So you should have that hour doing that. And then in the morning, you should have delegated a lot of your money later tasks. And what you're spending a lot of your time doing is like setting goals, setting targets for your team members, hiring and recruiting and brainstorming how you can better improve the system, reverse engineering the metrics, and figuring out exactly what you need to do to get to the, obviously the, you know, said destination, which at this point is 100K months. You know, when you're making 10K weeks, it's then, okay, how do I go from 40K months to 100K months? And generally speaking, that's paid traffic. And just for me, if you've got a male demographic, I would never run ads on, I would be so reluctant to run ads on Facebook for this industry, for B2C fitness offer. I would just go straight onto LinkedIn. And obviously a lot of my guys are just crushing it there. And it's a massive blue ocean. Obviously a lot of you have shown a lot of interest in what that looks like. If you're not in our LinkedIn blueprint, you can get access below. I would strongly recommend you jump in there. It's free. My team will try and give you whatever access that you need to that and any other free resources. You can always book in a LinkedIn audit as well to chat to my team. It isn't a sales call. If they feel like you're a good fit, they can discuss the program. But it's very much to give you an overview on LinkedIn. So that's, I think the link to that's also in the description below. And yeah, I think that's a good synopsis of where you should be spending and focusing your time. I probably won't do 25K weeks right now and 100K months. I think I'll probably save that for a little bit later down the line. I think the next few episodes will probably be something a little bit more specific. Here's what I would love. If you follow me on Instagram, that's great. It's at Spearman Chris. I would love you to drop me a DM and ask me, give me some feedback on the podcast and ask me what sort of topics you'd like me to branch into next. Go back into sales, closing, objection breaking, going into LinkedIn strategies, going into sales team strategies, going into hiring and recruiting closers and setters and dialers and all that stuff. Let me know what you guys want to hear. And I'll record some episodes over the next few weeks around those topics. Hope that's useful. See you guys in the next episode. Peace.